kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
If you're listening live, that was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo.
Arroyo.
And Bobby Two Tones. The views expressed on Art Star Scene Radio are not necessarily the views of Radio Free Brooklyn, but they might be.
They might be.
They might be.
They also might not be.
They might not be.
Who knows?
We just have to say that.
We can't tell you what their views are.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
None of your BO business.
Yeah.
BY business.
BO, your body odor.
Your body
odor. None of your stinky business. Yeah. Mind
this
your business.
This show is also intended for mature, grown-up, adult audiences only. Maybe teens.
Yeah. Probably teens.
Hey, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the deli guy's penis?
What?
Oh, my God. It's so big.
What?
It's a really big penis.
Wait, what?
I was basket browsing at the deli.
Are you talking about a real penis?
His penis.
His actual dick?
Not the panini.
What?
The dick.
Oh, my God.
Had such a big bulge. And I was, like, looking at it. And he's like, oh, I see your basket browsing. But he didn't say that. He goes, are you looking at my dick?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And he, like, took it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My God. So it wasn't just, like, a loaf of bread?
All right. He didn't take it out. It might have been a loaf
You're
of bread.
You're lying whore.
So mature. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio?
Nobody! Or is there? As we said that, something moved.
Really?
Yeah, that thing just knocked.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah.
It's the ghost of,
Hello?
It's the ghost of,
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Did you forget my name?
I forgot her name for a minute.
You're a pig, cochon. You're a cochon.
Got her name.
You're a
Jacqueline.
Whore. Can't believe you forgot her. With all the blows I gave you, how dare you? Silence.
We play the ass party game here.
Yeah.
Anytime we say ass, take a sip.
Little
take a swig.
Sip. Rub it on your game.
Don't take a shot because we say it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe take a puff.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're not into any kind of drugs or alcohol.
Weird.
Maybe your thing is ordering a really, really too large dildo off the internet.
This doesn't cover our experience, I'm guessing.
So if we say ass, take a sip or...
get your credit card.
If we say asshole, take two sips or...
put that credit card number in, you slut.
If we say ass fuck, take three sips or...
get that dildo and try and put it in your butt and then realize, damn, my asshole isn't as big as my eyeballs.
And we also have the secret word. Say the secret word, and you'll win this. Carson Clare's Trail Guide to Avoiding Death.
Ooh.
And Other Unpleasant Consequences.
That looks really fun.
Doesn't that look like a fun book?
Cock Goblin. Dick Breath. Cuck.
I don't think you're going to get it without a hint.
I don't think so.
Nope.
You want to give me one?
Not yet.
You're a whore. How dare you?
I am slutty. And guess what happened this week?
Not anal prolapse.
No.
So what?
A guy. Not to my face even.
Some fucking gay.
To my girlfriend. He calls me gay as an insult.
Like too happy? Like that guy's too fucking happy.
No, because I get pegged. He's like, your boyfriend's fucking gay.
Wow.
Yeah. Like an insult.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because I'm the one doing it.
What?
Like, she should say, actually, no, because I'm the one doing it.
Yeah. He says to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Right.
Your boyfriend's gay.
Yeah, I mean, he's half not wrong.
I'm bi.
He's half not wrong.
But as an insult in 2018.
Yeah, that guy, does he know what year it is? Like, is he an Encino Man? Is he frozen? What's his deal?
Oh,
was he
man.
Trying to get with your girlfriend and think that, like, that would be a deterrent rather than, like, an accelerant to the relationship?
She had just broken up with him.
With this person?
Yeah.
And he said, your boyfriend's gay?
Yeah.
Looks like you're the only one touching a dick right now. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, she had been seeing him for a short time.
Yeah. Why didn't it work? His narrow world views?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what sank that. Hard to imagine how that couldn't work out for them.
Right?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's gay.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Occasionally.
My hair is brown. Do we want to play the obvious game?
And she was afraid I'd be upset by this.
Really?
Yeah.
So upset that we're laughing about it for 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Friggin' gay. Queermo.
You're a queermo. You know what you love? Cacks.
No, you're fucking queermo.
You fucking cock lover.
Fucking cack lover.
Yeah. Who loves cacks? Cack weirdo.
So I really did order a dildo that's just too big.
Yeah.
I sent you the link.
I know, but it didn't look that big in the picture. I guess I needed a Coke can for scale.
Maybe I'll bring it in.
Or monster. It's unused?
I have a, it's.
Or did you try?
I have not tried yet.
So it's unused?
It is unused.
So if it's unused, I can give it away at bingo if you don't want it.
I think I want it.
You okay. Slut.
I have a picture of it.
Of course you do. If anybody wants to give me, if anybody has unused things that they'd like to give me or donate to bingo, please do so. I'd like to take this moment to mention that La Sirena, 27 East 3rd Street, is an amazing shop that you should all check out for artisanal Mexicana.
Okay, here it is next to like a regular size dildo.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. So when you say regular, is that like 7 regular or 6 regular?
That's a 7 regular.
Okay.
So I guess it's a little bit larger.
Do it again. I want to. Is that like 9 inches?
It's
and like 3 to 4 in width.
It's 12 inches total. 9.5 insertable.
Yeah,
inches.
I told you 9 inches. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
I'm good.
And the circumference is like 7.
7.
Mm-hmm. Girth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that I'm not good at.
Yeah,
I'm not good at circumference. I should be better at it.
I'm so gay.
Yeah, you're such a fucking queermo. Big black kicks. Big black.
So what happened is I had, you know, we're having so much fun with the pegging stuff.
You're welcome.
you helped.
Fucking whore. I helped your sex life more than you have.
You have helped quite a bit. Quite a bit. So I decided, you know, let's mix it up, get some different sizes. And I ordered two, and then I'm rereading the descriptions and I realized that they're almost the exact same size is the ones I have.
Mm-hmm.
They just look a little different. So, you know, there wasn't much point. So I was able to cancel the order.
Wait, but you got it.
No, I canceled those two.
Oh, so you bought more?
I canceled those two. And then I looked at my Amazon wish list.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that one.
All the dicks. Look at all these dicks. It's my Amazon wish list. Full of dicks.
Full of dicks. And I saw this one. And it was $29 of free shipping.
Nice.
I had exactly $31.
Oh my God. Yes.
And there were only two left. And I got like 4.5 stars. And I was drunk.
Yeah. My butt can handle this.
I can do it.
I can put this in my ass.
I can do it.
I got this.
So kids, don't buy dildos. It's like, don't go to the store when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Don't buy dildos when you're horny.
Drunk and horny. Yeah, I've definitely made some purchases that I was like, what the fuck? Why?
Like sex toy purchases?
Yeah, like ribbed or like veiny. Like in theory, you think that it's going to be awesome with all that vein. And
that's
it's just
that's
not.
The one that I canceled. One of them was like veiny.
Really veiny. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel good at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound good.
It's yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad I canceled it.
We definitely need to find a dildo sponsor. Have you done zero many things?
None many things.
To figure that out yet.
I haven't written to Adam and Eve yet.
I found a sponsor for bingo.
You did?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
These
Who's
guys,
your sponsor?
They're amazing. I went there yesterday and I love the place. They gave me this.
Are they gay?
I mean, they're gay friendly. Everybody is in New York.
except
that one
guy.
Isn't he from Jersey, though?
I don't know where he's from. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I highly recommend you check out La Sirena on East 3rd. That's 27 East 3rd Street. They have beautiful Mexican folk art.
They're open daily 12 to 7. Their phone number is 212-780-9113.
And here's the best part. If you mention Satanic Bingo, you get 20% off for the month of February.
For the whole month?
Yeah, the whole month of February. That doesn't count for phone orders or online orders, but you can order over the phone as well. And do mention Satanic Bingo. Maybe they'll throw in something. She's very nice.
Cool.
I love that place.
All right.
Yeah. Very excited to give those gifts out.
And, you know, we could all use something in February. February's terrible.
It is.
February's the worst.
Yeah.
I was telling Face Girl, I almost, like, wanted to run a rerun this week because fucking fell into a depression.
Yeah. I was in a funk last week.
Really?
Yeah.
This chair is so fucking squeaky.
I know. I noticed it during my show. I'm like, I fucking hate it. I don't know. Swap it before it's everyone else's problem, too.
No, I'm...
Fuck it. I'm just going to live in it. I'm just going to live in my filth. Fuck it. I'll take that chair. No one's using it. Why not?
So Valentine's Day is coming up on Wednesday.
Or Valentine's, according to some people.
What?
Some people say that.
Valentine's?
Yeah. Valentine's Day. What? I don't know why. Some people say library and underwears.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I'm not those people. I just know they exist, supposedly.
The Fonz even said library.
Yeah, well, he's the Fonz. He's being cute.
He can do it.
Yeah. He can punch things and things happen. Like, yeah. Just let him do what he wants. Don't make him angry. Don't piss off the Fonz.
Any plans for Valentine's Day?
Greg was going to be moving on Valentine's Day, not because it's Valentine's Day, but because it's the middle-ish of the month.
Okay.
And now that he's not doing that because he's going somewhere else and then he's going to like Georgia or something, he's not doing that. So now I have none many plans.
None many plans.
Yeah.
I'm going to get oysters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody else. Are you going to touch yourself?
No, girlfriend.
I think I've never had oysters. There was one time in my vegetarian life where a guy made it sound so appealing that I almost ate animals.
Okay.
It was an ex-boyfriend, the one I'll never get over, but I'm totally over.
Oh, really?
Totally over.
You read about this?
What?
I was trying to get Richard Pryor Jr. on the show this week.
Nice. What happened? Is he busy?
I guess so.
He's like filming a lot, right?
Yeah, he's been busy, which is good. And as it turns out, his dad was in the news.
Yeah.
For having sex with Marlon Brando.
Fucking, that is good
so
for
hot.
Both of them.
That's so
like,
hot.
Both did well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even true?
Well, his...
Widow. His, but isn't that...
Jenny Lee, his...
Isn't that the person that...
That's the horrible person.
Yeah, so we can't trust anything. She probably was like, give me money. I'll say it's true.
Yeah, probably.
I don't buy it. I mean, I want to buy it. I want to believe it, but I don't buy anything she says.
I want to think about it and jack off.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't jacked off to it. Guy on Guy doesn't do it for me because there's not enough tears. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I'm kidding. I came up with a joke. I don't know what I want to do with it, but it's something like, just because tears turn me on doesn't mean I want to cry. Because like this ex-boyfriend of mine got me a really big toy because he knew what I liked watching. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is impossible. Like, there's no way this is even happening. It was bigger than yours.
Than that?
Yes, okay. Bigger than yours. I will take a picture of it for you.
Okay.
I moved it into the prop bag. Like, it's not usable.
Okay.
And because it's been used as a prop, I can't give it away as a gift. But it's been used on stage. It's not been used in real life. It's just impossible. And I was like, dude, just because I get turned on by tears doesn't mean I want to cry.
Uh-huh.
And you have to decide if that's a metaphor or if I mean it literally.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, think about it. Let us know. At some point, you'll have answers for us.
I was trying to figure out with Richard Pryor, Marlon Brando, like,
who's
the top? Yeah.
I mean,
and I decided.
Turns.
Yeah, they took turns.
But
there was a lot of cocaine involved.
Yeah.
And they were just.
Wasn't Marlon Brando allegedly abusive to James Dean in their relationship that I just found out about in 2017?
Like
sexual slave abuse, like, not like bad abuse.
I heard something about that. I'm not buying it.
I want to buy it. I'll buy it, but mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe it. I'll buy the book, but I mean, it's interesting.
Why would it be coming out now?
Yeah, like, how did it leak?
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, I can understand the Richard Pryor, Marlon Brando thing because it was something Quincy Jones recently said in an interview. Isn't that where it came from?
Quincy Jones been very interesting lately from what I'm hearing.
Yes.
But yeah, I did hear that he said it and then the wife confirmed it. The widow.
So, Kansas Senate declares porn a health crisis.
As in there's not enough of it? Like, what's the crisis? What's the problem?
I don't know. They're saying that, you know, that whole song and dance about how it, you know, corrupts people and ruins the world. And don't give away my umbrella.
Oh, it's yours?
That's my umbrella.
I don't know. I don't know what you brought. All right. Now that I've redecorated the whole fucking studio like a hamster, like a hamster redecorates their cage. For those of you listening, I just moved everything around so that I could sit in the wheelie chair. It's absurd. Oh my God. You'll never be able to imagine the amount of shit that I just threw all over the room like a hamster.
Like a hamster.
Like a hamster. Speaking of fucking hamsters, did you hear?
Yes.
That pissed me off.
Yes.
I was mad. I was like, I hope this is fake news. I really hate that person.
For you folks, for the two of you who haven't heard about this.
Yeah. What are you doing?
there's a woman who brought her emotional support hamster to get on a plane. She had called ahead, Spirit Airlines. I think it was Spirit Airlines.
Oh, really? Not United for a change?
I think it was Spirit, but
is Spirit,
I'm not sure.
To England, or is that Virgin, or is Spirit, just whatever.
All right, maybe it wasn't Spirit. Anyway.
It was probably United.
The let's say it's United.
We don't know.
Even though I don't think it
is. Some airline.
Some airline. And she called ahead, and they said, yes, it's fine. And then when she got there, they're like, I don't know who said, yes, it's fine. You can't bring the hamster.
She just needs a doctor's note.
And she claimed that, no, they don't allow any kind of rodent.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Really weird.
No rodents. Mm. So she was trying to get in touch with friends.
I fucking hate this person.
Uh-huh. And so airline employee, according to her, said, well, you know, you could release it out into the wild and it would die slow, or you could flush it down the toilet and it would die fast.
No. Mm-hmm. No. No. Mm-hmm. Who's this fucking employee? I want them fired.
Well, see, this is unconfirmed.
Because it's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fucking crazy person. Not because she needs an emotional support animal, but because she fucking murdered an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I want this woman found out. I want people to send her death threats, and I will not be sad when she fucking cries.
Oh, that's a little far.
No, I don't fucking care. I didn't even go as far as my fantasy goes.
Wow.
I went to like the comfortable edge for the people listening. You don't even know how deep that fucking hole goes and what I want to see happen to this bitch.
Wow.
And the fucking employee.
See, I don't think the employee, no sane person. And if you're working at an airline, you
some employees are fucking disgusting people.
Yeah,
some people are fucking disgusting. Like when my grandfather was sick and in a home, they wanted me to take him on a plane so that he could have a problem on the plane and then get medical attention the moment he got off the plane.
The fuck?
So that I could move him to New York smoothly. That's what some fucking cunt rag bitch in the financial office of Arbor Trail can suck my fucking dick. Arbor Trail, fuck you, and you fucking stole money. Fuck you all.
Wow.
Arbor Trail, fucking suck my dick. I want to say, like, I don't know, Inverness, Florida. Everybody there should fucking shoot themselves, except for like the nice nurses, not the ones that stole from my grandfather.
Okay.
But the nice ones.
All right, call it out.
No, we did. We did earlier, and I'll call it out again. Like, I'm going to remind you people that Arbor fucking Trail sucks. Arbor Trails, Inverness, Florida, horrible person. I forget her name. I will find out, and I will blast. I think it was, like, Carol. It's always fucking Carol.
I want to...
Fat bitch.
I didn't think I'd go there.
I'm only saying that because I hate her.
It's okay. I think it's just time for me to come out as gay.
I mean, half gay or whole gay?
Gay in the back.
Yeah. So your mouth isn't gay? I feel like I've got different information.
Mouth is kind of gay.
I mean, do you only bottom? Is that it? Is that why you're not gay in the front?
Correct.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You've done it though, right? And you just weren't into it? Why?
Once.
Why aren't you into it that way?
I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
Not my thing.
I mean, I get it, but it's bizarre to me because you're into anal. It's not like you're not into anal.
I like getting into girls' butts.
Yeah, like why girls' butts when they have vaginas and not guys' butts?
I don't know.
Do they feel different? Or is it a mental thing? It's a mental thing for you. For you, it's like you need to be dominated by a man. You want to dominate women.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I like top from the bottom when I'm getting pegged.
Give me a line of dialogue. Paint a picture for me. What does that look like?
Well, like I'll tell her faster, slower, harder.
But in that soft voice, or do you say it like a fucking man?
Like a man.
Let me hear it.
No. Maybe next week.
Come on. Stop being such a cocksmith and tell me.
Cocksmith? I want to know.
All right. We might be like between sessions. Uh-huh. And I'll go, next time, just do it as hard as you can. Just as hard as you can.
Next time, don't fuck it up. You're a whore.
A little gay.
Uh-huh.
Paris and Britain now have sex robot brothels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking on a budget.
I don't know. I guess it's a little cheaper. I don't even know.
It's got to be cheaper. It's like $3,000 to like own one. Probably like $100 to rent one.
For some reason, it seems less clean to me.
Oh, you think? Okay. Yeah, really?
Okay, good.
What about fucking an object and then another person fucking that object seems unclean to you? Oh, because it's not a natural, like, it's not something that naturally cleans itself, like an actual body.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't bathe it, because it's just like, it'd be like if someone fucking came in my cup and then said, here, drink from this cup. All you have
not
to do is
me.
Like rub the sides out a little. No, it's disgusting.
All right.
Like, I wouldn't hook up with somebody that at like a sex party for the same reasons, but at least that's a human that like, it's not a, like a plastic or rubber or latex or whatever. Like, I don't like sharing sex toys. They're also porous.
Yeah.
You know? Oh no. Mm-mm. And it's not like you can guarantee they're wearing a condom. They're in the room with a fucking doll.
Right.
And like, who's cleaning them and how are they cleaning them? I mean, I guess they put a hose up there with like a disinfectant, but who wants to put bleach on their dick? Like,
I don't know.
I don't even understand. I want to know. I want to talk to the cleaning crew. I want answers. And how many dolls do they have on rotation? Like, do you go right in right after another, or like, do they rotate them out? Do you pick them like at a real brothel?
I think so.
Or do you just kind of go in and get whatever's in there?
Well, one of them, I think the one in Britain.
Yeah.
That is claiming it's not a brothel. It's a try before you buy.
Do they sell them?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the company that makes them. So no. They must be the middleman?
Yes.
Their distributor?
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, no.
Yeah, I
would. Would you go? I would go. I would rather touch the one at the sex museum because I feel like that's less gross. I know everybody touches it. Nobody cleans it between touching it. And I don't know if it's still there.
Would I have sex with a sex robot in a brothel?
Yeah.
No.
I want the one that cooks and cleans.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Like, I don't need the sex. Just fucking cook my food and clean my dishes.
And look,
I'm a really good cook. I just don't want to do dishes.
No, you don't.
No. No, I don't.
I've seen your plates.
Yes, you have. Greg came over yesterday to like feed my dog, and we just went grocery shopping, and he's like, you better eat food. And I'm like, I'll totally eat food. He's like, you better not just eat applesauce and like clementines.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I went over to your house and I noticed a lot of clementine. I don't know, not wrapping, but like peels.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's so weird. I guess my dog was eating clementines behind my back.
That's weird.
What?
That's weird.
What's weird?
Dog eating clementine.
She's not. It was me.
Oh,
I was blaming my dog. Dumb.
Clearly, I spaced out for a minute.
Yeah, clearly, I didn't cook the eggs. I didn't cook the mushrooms. I didn't cook. I just ate a lot of clementines. I made sandwiches though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I will cook. I have to cook because I have produce that will go bad if I don't cook.
Oh yeah, that's wasteful.
Yeah, and they're oyster mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
They're my favorite.
Nice.
Well, they taste like what I remember meat tasting like.
Okay.
I don't even know anymore.
Last night, we're done with sex robots, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Going through my sex robot list in my head. Just want to make sure. Yeah. Judgment Day, Terminator 2. All right. Yeah, we covered it all.
So last night I worked the lust party.
Nice. Abby was Stormy Leather there?
Stormy Leather was not there.
Oh, that's cool anyway, but whatever. How was it?
It was fantastic. And I got Lucille in, my girlfriend, for at a discounted
rate. What about me?
At a discount.
All right, you fine. Forget it. I don't have money.
Yeah, I know.
How dare you hire me?
And I told her, you know, the night before, I was like, "This is all about you. Accept that," because you know how she's like can't accept pleasure.
Yeah,
she's like always has to be the giver, not the taker.
Unless it's 10:30 a.m. Anyway, go on.
And I've been up till 4.
Yeah. Then she'll take. I didn't even realize she was with you. I thought she was like asleep, resting, really awake because she had slept all night. No, she was with you until 4 at this thing? Or you guys left separately?
No, we left together.
Oh, so she knows what time you fell asleep.
Well, I guess now we have to tell the story.
Not really. I mean, we just did. She woke him up. That's all.
Yeah, she woke me up.
They get it. Go on.
To talk about issues.
Okay.
Not even problems. Not like we had a fight or anything.
This is what I think about life.
All right, baby. We'll do this.
So like, I just wanted to know. And then I wondered, like, you know, and I was like, oh, it was really fun, but like, I don't know.
You're getting her down. But that was still, I could still understand.
Yeah, no. It's just like, I gotta go. It's gonna go fucking fuck his ass.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. I don't understand why those people treat me like that. You know,
so for the dinner part, she had like a carrot.
No. Why?
She just wasn't indulging. You know, it's like, there are 8 different models. They're like naked people, pretty much naked people that are really beautiful.
Well, they're wearing food.
And they're wearing food, and it's wonderful food. Like, people rave about it. There's, you know, she hires an excellent chef.
Beautifully placed, well-crafted.
Yes, yes,
cooked
yes.
Right.
Yes.
By people who know what they're doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Artfully placed.
Yeah.
She had, like, a carrot.
Was that a garnish?
No, that was on there was a vegan model.
Okay.
Or a model that had vegan food.
I'm sure she was also vegan.
Probably.
Yeah. I like that. I like that, like, a vegan person becomes a vegan platter.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't want meat on me. Ugh.
But she did party the rest. You know, she did get some drinks on. She danced. She spanked some guy.
Some gay. Wow. A carrot. Literally just a carrot. She had to have had something else.
Carrot.
Wow. All right. So she spanked a guy. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. I want to talk to you. It's just like, I had a carrot, you know? I don't know. I just want to eat. Like, I just felt like, whatever.
Yeah. She would. Anyway. What are you going to do?
I don't know. That's funny. But that's exciting.
It is. It was good
even
to have her there.
More exciting if Stormy was there, but whatever. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What's that?
An improvised murder mystery.
Okay, tell me more.
So a million years ago, I started playing this video game and I was like, you know what? This would be a really good improv show. And then I ran the forum with like some groups that I was coaching just to see if it was even possible. And then I had like my own group get together to see if we could do it. And then like Bizarre was like, hey, do you want to do Satanic Bingo this Sunday? And it's not something you can just do. You have to kind of like plan and let people know and then promote it because it's like a whole production. But I was like, I can't do that, but I can do something else. And I was like, fuck it. Now I have like a venue to try this thing out, you know, in front of people. So I'm doing that tomorrow at Bizarre Bar at 9 p.m.
Excellent.
Yeah, Bushwick Bizarre. That's 12 Jefferson Street, 9 p.m.
Excellent.
And I've got a lot of people coming in. They're going to play like the suspects, the detective, the forensic lab guy, like all the different, you know, the techie guy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, should be fun.
You know, I think I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ow, how's your knee, you fucking lying whorebag? Go fuck yourself.
Broke my knee.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
You know what? No one needs friends when they're suicidal. It's just one more asshole to make your death about them.
Interesting.
Thank you. I wrote that a while ago.
Nice. Zambia.
What the? Is that a place? That's a place?
Yep.
I know that. I know fucking geography.
Zambia.
I know exactly where it is. I've been there.
Enforces a ban on all sex toys. Now, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, Alabama, you're not supposed to buy them there, but like, you're not allowed to have them in Zambia. Like, how do you, that's a victimless crime.
Not allowed to have them.
So how are you going to, like, what are you going to be like? Oh, I heard a vibrator next door. I'm pretty sure it's the neighbor lady getting fucking frisky with herself.
I mean, what if you carve a dildo out of a candle?
Yeah. Like, what if you get prison on it? You could do that. The candle thing.
I know.
You don't strike me as the arts and crafts type. Somebody once said that about me, and I was like, "What? How do you know?
How do you enforce that?
I don't know,
because people can make their own."
Yeah, I really don't get it. And why?
And why?
Yeah, why?
Because they say it's unnatural. It's against God.
So it's oral sex.
I think they're like Zambia is like man woman.
Manbia.
Penis vagina.
That's weird.
I know.
I don't get it.
Well, this country used to be like that. Not even that long ago.
Is that the great that we want to make it again? Like, is that part of the goal? To make it that kind of great again?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's in Trump's head.
So now Russians did hack, right? Like, that's where we are. We're at the Russians did hack. But we don't know what it means yet still.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
And we're at the halfway mark. Time for our top 10 list.
Yeah, so what is
for
it
today? For absolutely no reason, Kojak.
All right.
For no reason.
It could be porn.
Top 10 Kojak episode.
Because you were Kojacking titles. It on Pryor and Brando. I think that's why.
That could be porn. Number 10, like the captain's like brother's boy. Wife.
Ah, that's cuck.
Yeah, just that's like cuckold porn. Very easy. Number 9, nursemaid.
Ah, nice. Not only is she a nurse, but she's also breastfeeding. She's nursing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Number 8, Mojo.
Oh, I love this. Mm-hmm. It's a big old... Yeah. It's like Chef, but it's just the Chef.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's like blaxploitation porn.
Number 7, Bad Dude.
Bad Dude?
Yes.
Bad Dude?
Yes.
That is a homemade porno between Trump and Pence.
Nice!
That is about to leak.
Awesome!
I can't wait.
Number 6, Money Back Guarantee.
No.
Yes.
Okay, that's the brothel.
Yes, it is.
That's the fucking sex robot brothel. Ew. How much is that? Like, how much does it cost to fuck those robots?
We're going to have to find that out.
Can you fist a robot? I'm asking for a friend. Can we get the number and ask them questions?
Yes.
Because it's like, what, 5 hours ahead over there?
Get their number.
Yeah. So it's 5 hours ahead. So I mean, they'd have to be a nighttime thing, right? Like, they'd have to be open at night.
Robot brothel.
Oh, my God. I have so many questions for them.
So have to call
mainly,
them on air.
What if I break its vagina? Is there an insurance plan in place?
Do we have international calling here at Radio Free Brooklyn?
Ah, we're gonna need a fucking calling card, aren't we?
I don't know.
Or like an app.
Something.
Damn it.
Can you do it? Can you like make phone calls through Facebook?
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Let's keep going back to the top 10. This is logistics that nobody needs to hear about.
Number 5, suck it.
Nope. Nice try.
Because I didn't make eye contact.
Sure, that's it.
Number 5, A Strange Kind of Love.
Ooh.
I'm thinking glory hole. I don't know
why. I like that. I'm into it. And am I as well?
Of course, yeah. Jacqueline. Number 4, Unwanted Partners.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's porn where it's just people that really didn't want to work together, but they had to.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I pictured like a dance, like a prom, you know?
Okay.
Like, I don't know, wherever they go and they ask people to dance. Like, is it Sadie Hawkins? I have no idea. But, like, where the people who are left are not picked to dance, I'll have to make a porno with the football team.
Number three, Cop in a Cage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's...
Yeah, that's...
I would watch that.
I would, too.
Not for the porn part, but for the cop in a cage part that would, like, satisfy my cop rage.
Number three, Francis the Gay.
Nice try. Nice try. It's not real.
No.
For those you even that made don't eye know,
my name is Francis.
A sissy.
As well as Faceboy.
Francis the Sissy.
Francis the Gay.
Yeah. That's exactly what that guy
Your
said.
Your boyfriend's gay.
Francis the Gay. So dumb.
Number two, The Corruptor.
The Corruptor?
Yeah.
Oh, this is butt stuff.
That's definitely butt stuff.
With, like, really young-looking people. Not illegal. Yeah, just young-looking.
Twinks.
Yeah. Yeah. I was picturing women, but yeah, twinks too. Since you're the gay one. Meanwhile, what I said is pretty gay too.
Number one Kojak episode title that could be porn. The Summer of 69.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it sounds
That's
like.
Exactly what it sounds
the whole
like.
Summer of it.
There's the ones that didn't quite make the list. The Queen of Hearts is Wild.
Oh, shit.
Queen of the Gypsies.
Damn.
Another Gypsy Queen.
What?
An Unfair Trade.
Oh, that's bad.
Acts of Desperate Men.
Nice.
And The Trade-Off.
All right. I feel like all of those could be applied to the brothel.
Yes, they could.
Yeah. Awesome.
Folks, if you like what you're listening to,
give us your money.
You would like to support Freeform Radio. If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. And if you want to support this show, you want to be a sponsor for this show. If you are a sponsor for this show at like $10 a month, we will send you a car.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get
Give us
you a
your
car.
Address and we'll send you a car.
We'll send you a car. $10 a month, we'll get you a car.
Yeah.
Might be a toy car.
I know exactly what kind of car it is. This is what my dad did to me. I wanted a Volkswagen Beetle, and he got me like a figurine of a bashed up Volkswagen Beetle. So it wasn't even intact.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, damn. It's like when you ask like, a gypsy or a genie or the devil for something, you got to be specific.
We'll send you something fun. You give us $10 a month, we will send you something fun.
It's going to be a butt plug. It's probably a butt plug.
Probably a butt plug. Yeah.
I know I've got cock rings for days. I have buckets of cock rings.
Used butt
Yeah, every time you order from Adam and Eve, you get a free... You don't order from there. You order from Amazon. Never mind. Because if you have any like cock rings you want to like donate, they come free with sex orders.
So, we'll send you something fun. Go to rfb.nyc/s. That's rfb.nyc/s. If you give us $10 a month, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to send you. I have a collection of vintage Playboy and Penthouse. Mostly Penthouse. I do. They're like 70s, 80s stuff. I'll send you one of those.
Give me one. I want the Bicentennial.
I don't know if I have the Bicentennial, but I'll see.
We gave it away at Satanic Bingo. Scooter brought it in. It wasn't yours. It was a Bicentennial.
She probably got it from me.
Damn it. So you had it. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'll just get this from Faceboy. But no. Damn. But yeah, that's what we gave away last week. Last month.
She might have stolen it.
Really?
She's a klepto.
No, you said that, but I just don't want to believe it.
She's open about it.
No.
She might not be anymore. She's made a lot of changes.
I hope. I've got a lot of things.
How are your shows going?
They're really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. And now that Jack is teching, I love it because it works. It really works. Like, he's really fun and good. And, like, he picks the right music for the moment. And, like, there's dance parties when certain balls are called. And, like,
oh, yeah?
We've done, like, this Greek thing, like the chora or whatever.
The who?
The dance, the Greek dance where you're, like, in a circle to Zorbo the Greek.
Okay.
Like, we've done that. It's really good. It's a good turnout. People like it. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking you're doing a bunch of things now, and instead of just rattling it off at the end,
shove it in.
Tell me a little bit about
what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah, and I'm also excited because
we just got Bingo,
yeah,
and you're
that's
doing
every other Sunday. It starts at 7, doors open at 7, and that's at Bizarre Bar. Bushwick, and that's 12 Jefferson Street every other Sunday. So the next one, next Sunday is the next one. This Sunday is the murder mystery, which is tomorrow.
Tell me about some of the prizes.
Well, I got a lot of really cool stuff from La Sirena. Okay, I could tell you about past prizes too. We've given away like an anal speculum.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a gift.
That's satanic.
Yeah, and yeah, it's perfect. The devil loves putting things in people's butts. Lots of cock rings, lots of vibrators, cool, like a butterfly, art pieces, like the 1976 bicentennial Playboy, which I did not want to give away, but I did anyway. Like, I wanted to look at it first and then give it away, but I wound up giving it away.
I can't believe I gave it away.
Yeah. That's what you may or may not have.
I might not have.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a good one. Yeah, there's been toys that people have, like, bought with their friends over, which is exciting.
What's that?
Like, the bicentennial was one that they wanted to fight over. There was also a vibrator that they wanted to fight over,
okay,
which was funny because, like, she's like, my friend has a girlfriend and I'm a slut. I should have a toy. I'm like, you should. You do. You're not wrong. Yeah. So, yeah, we've given a lot of really exciting things out.
And, you're also involved in a couple other shows, correct?
Yeah, I'm, the name of this comedy show is Stupid, is every single Tuesday at 8:30 at the Mockingbird, which is 25 Avenue B. And, it's always,
and what's that all about?
Well, it's, Victor Varnado is the host.
Okay.
He puts it together and it's really good stand-ups in a free show. There are $2 tacos, $5 beer and shot drinks. It's nice. Like a really good date night on a Tuesday. To like go there, get your super like on the cheap. You don't even have to like let them know that like you're doing like the budget date, because mm-hmm. it's like really good headliners and like really good performers throughout. And that's every single Tuesday at the Mockingbird, and you can't even see it. Like it's like this cool like thing that if you don't know it's there, you wouldn't know to go in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a black door with a bird on it.
Cool.
Yeah, and then also the NYC Talent Show is every single Sunday, and that is So come to that when you're not at Satanic Bingo or Murder Mystery tomorrow. And it's like 6 minutes to perform. Everybody gets an opportunity to
so
do
it's an open
six
mic.
Minutes. Yeah, it's an open stage. It's not an open mic, which is the difference, because an open mic would be more just like for like musicians and just like stand-ups, whereas like an open stage is like, come, try out that burlesque thing that you're mm-hmm. thinking of doing. You want to get into sideshow and you want to try it out in front of people? Try that. You've got like some weird contortion thing? Cool, do that. Like the weirder, the better. The like anything that's not like just music or stand-up is like more welcome. It's all welcome.
Reminds me of my old open.
It probably is similar. I mean, it's got like old, it started like 10 years ago, a Bowery Poetry Club. So it's
okay.
Yeah, it's probably not unlike yours. But yeah, like the weirder the better. And if you make the host go, holy shit, they give you a free drink.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's every single Sunday. And then the Iron Mule Short Comedy Film Festival. That's monthly. You can enter your film festivals now at ironmulefest.com if you wanted to be like considered. There's a contest at the end. And if that's too much pressure, then next month when they have it, you can just go there, sit in the audience, and at the end, put your name in a hat and see if you get picked. And then they'll make an entire short film centered around you.
I'm gay.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Also, you can check me out here at 3 p.m. every Saturday before this on Saturdays. And every Friday, you can find me at Mott Haven Karaoke at 1 Bruckner Boulevard in the Bronx.
Now, the thing here at 3 p.m., that's Dun Sun.
Yeah, Dun Sun Storytelling.
What are some of your favorite highlights from past All right. shows?
So, Diego Lopez and Colby Smith. Colby Smith has a show on Radio Free Brooklyn as well, Young Persons Radio. And Diego Lopez has a lot of shows and that he's doing stand up, and for whatever reason the internet wasn't working at the end of that show, and instead of pulling up like the song, Diego just started singing, and then that's how we went out. We all just sang
to nice, close.
And that was like my favorite episode.
That's
of course, Greg
nice.
Thinks it was just my favorite because both the guys were really hot, but I think it was my favorite because. Because it was good. So that was one of my favorite moments. Today we had a mime on
that.
Radio.
Now, what, yeah, this was a blah.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to listen to the episode, but we were like describing. It was very entertaining, but I don't know if it was good radio. I don't know. I'll never know. But it was very entertaining for us. And I did record her telling her story, which I don't think was autobiographical because it had a lot of hearts being ripped out and eaten. Oh. And I want to say that that's probably not a true story,
okay.
But it could be metaphor.
Oh, in addition to getting some vintage penthouse, if you sponsor us, It's tax deductible.
Yeah. I know. That's all I could hear. When I was doing the show, I'm like, oh my God, is that as loud as it feels? We definitely need to swap chairs so that future hosts don't have to deal with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this one's noisy.
So there's this place in my neighborhood called Sweet Green. They're now in the place where Avignon Pharmacy was in for like, Avignon was there for like close to 100 years. I know that one. They were there for a long, long time. And I wish that they had somehow had their business protected, but...
Protected how? Like, it's not historical in any way.
I don't know. At 100 years?
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, they'd been there for around 100 years.
Where?
Avignon. It's on Bleecker and 6th Avenue. Right near Father Demos Square.
Hmm. Is that where you live?
I live close to there. I'm like 2 blocks away. So Sweet Green is now in the space, and they like do salads and healthy shit. They don't take cash.
Oh, wow.
Credit cards only.
Or like Apple Pay.
What's that?
I think it's something with your phone. Some places take it. You can like use your phone, your Apple wallet to pay for things.
No cash.
Yeah, no cash.
The hell is that?
It's the future.
That was like in Revelations. You got to have a mark on your forehead before you can trade in the markets.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Revelations as in like the book?
Yeah.
As in the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't read that section, but I sure wish I got it on tape. Books on tape. Yeah, I've not read the Bible. I'm not really familiar with it at all. I mean, I know some of the basic stories that everybody tells, but like, I don't really know it that well.
Really pissed me off.
So you went in with like a shiny 20 getting some salad and they're like, no, sorry. We want to be able to track you.
Right? It's just such bullshit. I hate it. And, and then I was like, how is that? I mean, this note is good for all debts.
I think we've had legal this discussion. Tender. How is this legal about something? I don't think it was them, but it was something where it's like, how is it legal to say no to cash money?
Yes. And I looked it up, and the reason it's legal is because it's not a debt until you've got the shit in front of you that you're trying to buy.
So what you need to do is you need to order it, have the shit in front of you that you're trying to buy, and then explain to them that it's now a debt.
Now it's a debt.
But
oh, I should do that.
Do that.
I should be that asshole.
And have someone record it.
I should be that asshole.
No, you have to. You have to. Just like you had to do the wheelchair thing, you have to do this.
Jesus Christ, the wheelchair
thing. And you should have recorded it. It was so good. For those of you who don't listen obsessively and know everything we're talking about, his mother was in the hospital. She's all right. Right? Everything's okay. She's good. She's doing fine. Well.
She's had a rough week. But
I mean, you know, when Trump happened, everybody... had a rough everything. But so he had to remove her wheelchair for whatever reason because it wasn't supposed to stay there. So he brought it home and he asked me if he should do this terrible thing he's thinking of doing, which the answer is obviously yes.
Should I cry?
Yeah. Should I cry and push this empty wheelchair? I was like, yeah, you have to. Of course. Like, how is that even a question? I mean, I told you about the time that my friend sat in a wheelchair and everybody like got so mad when he stood up.
Really?
Yeah. Did I not tell you that?
No.
Oh my God. So I was working on, give me a hint. So I was working on some like film thing at like in college, and there was a hospital building for the people who are like, you know, majoring in that, like whatever, like medical nursing and whatnot. And in that medical building, they had like fake hospitals with fake patients, and I mean real beds, but like fake patients, fake stuff, real, you know, some real, some fake, a mix of things, and wheelchairs. And we got it for something. I don't remember if we needed a dolly cam or if we needed a wheelchair for a bit, but we needed the wheelchair, and because you know wheelchairs make a good dolly cam in a pinch. We were bringing it back, so we were like, let's have fun bringing it back. Instead of two people pushing a wheelchair, how about one person sitting in a wheelchair and the other person pushing that wheelchair? Now it makes sense to have two people on this task. Yes, he was good looking. in case you're wondering why two people needed to return in a wheelchair. He was very good looking. His name was Anthony something Italian.
Anthony.
He was hot. He was hot as fuck. Oh my God. I'm going to reverse Google image search that motherfucker. Find him on Facebook and LinkedIn. No, I'm not. But
yes, you are.
I might if I remember. It's a lot of steps though. So anyway, so the moment he, like, everybody was like getting out of the way, like opening doors, letting him go up the ramp, like, you know, really like being, you know, very aware of him and like helpful. And then the moment he stood up, like, people were like, what the fuck? Like, they got mad. Like, you could see their expression change from like, how can I help, to like, fuck you. The fuck? What do you mean? Yeah, they were mad. So I'm sure that's how they felt when they saw that you weren't really sad. Give me a hint. We've got like 9 minutes.
A hint for the secret word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hair.
Pubes.
There you go.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God. That was so easy. It's so funny though, because you're right. I wouldn't have gotten it. This is so fucking cute. What is this?
I don't know.
It looks like poetry.
Yeah, it is sort of. And pictures and drawings and stuff.
It's pretty interesting. It looks like the people who did Futurama did this, because this is definitely like a Futurama guy.
Okay.
I'll have to look into this. This looks is similar. Interesting. I like.
You like it?
I do.
You like your prize?
I love it.
Just for saying pubes?
Yeah, pubes. And 8 other unpleasant consequences. Is this poetry, though?
What's wrong with poetry?
I don't know. Aliens. We know they're looking around out in space. It's a matter of math. The probabilities shout out. What we can't understand about our alien friends is why they're determined to make us all doubt it. Oh, this is a, I think this is a rhyme. Okay, I'm going to do it better. With a million planets out there, good for living, why are our neighbors so shy? Why are our neighbors so shy about giving us just a quick glimpse in their tentacled faces or flickering gleam in their sleek car paces?
After a 45-minute standoff, cops in Scotland realized the tiger was stuffed.
Wait, what? I honestly thought that was a response to what I was saying, and I was into it. I was into it. I was on board. This happened? This is the line of the week?
This actually happened.
After 45-minute standoff in Scotland?
There was this guy. He called the... He was like, there's a tiger in my driveway. It's not a very good Scottish accent, but
anyway. There's a tiger in my driveway.
That's a
good pirate.
That's a pirate.
That's my pirate. Oh, there's a tiger in my driveway.
That's better.
I think that's a little bit more Irish than Scottish.
Show up 45 minutes.
Train spotting in that. Train spotting. There's a tiger in my driveway.
I think it's a stuffed tiger.
I think it's a stuffed tiger. That's Ringo Starr.
45 minutes.
If it was a Black Panther, though, they would have shot it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not wrong. I'm not. Wow.
45 minutes.
I want to see the footage from that. Like, did the guy know it was stuffed?
No, he didn't.
Fucking with them?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't part of it.
Okay. We need to do this. We need to be convincing. We need to erase this. We just said this, and we need to do this. But we have to be convincing that it's an accident. I'm just saying, Twatty McFly would call the cops if there was a tiger on the roof. For those of you who don't listen obsessively, Twatty McFly is the twatsicle that works or lives in the building with Faceboy and is a twat.
He's a twat.
And he doesn't like cigarettes. But, you know, I mean, he's the cool guy.
But I'm the cool guy on the board.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
I'm the cool board member.
You know, the board might have a problem with it. Twat.
Made a tortellini for a mom and my girlfriend recently, and it was I used a spinach and a regular tortellini.
Nice.
So mixed them all together, and
got a mixed tort going.
Mom segregated her tortellinis.
Oh wow! Old habits die hard.
I know.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
what,
Mom, you segregated your tortellini, and she goes, well, I'm from the South.
No, yes. She leaned into that.
She went with it.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Get any secrets out of her?
No.
Damn it.
Segregated the tortellini.
Your mom's adorable.
I know. When you're 85, you can segregate your tortellini.
Yeah. I mean, that's all that's left to segregate. Just let her have it.
Let her have it. Someone designed a dildo based on the fish man.
I know.
And it sold out.
Really?
Yes.
It exists and it sold out?
Yeah.
Or pre-ordered and it sold out?
It's gone. You can, I mean,
does
I'm
it
sure
open
they're gonna
make
like
some
this?
More. Does it open like in the movie?
I haven't seen
it. Because in the movie, they describe it as doing this and then that. Like opening and then like lifting up.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah. I
sold out.
Do you have the,
what did you think of it?
I loved it.
Cool. Yeah,
made
I do have the
very
DVD.
Sad.
Made you sad?
I mean, you know, animals.
What, does he die?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're not nice to him in the beginning.
Oh.
Is all I'll say.
Okay.
See it and get back to me because it's really good.
I will.
I liked it. I liked a lot of the movies that came out.
Me too. The ones I've seen.
Did you see Downsizing?
No.
Lots of people didn't like it. I didn't mind it.
I mean, the premise seemed very interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Matt Damon is not that funny, but it was a cute movie.
All right.
I don't know why it was nominated for anything. I mean, that one actress, okay, I get it, but still.
Florida boy.
Soon to be Florida man. Unless he keeps up his hijinks.
You know those machines with the claw? That
oh,
goes
yeah. Did he get
and
stuck
picks
in it?
Up the, yeah, picks up the toy. He got stuck in there.
He wouldn't be the
he
first.
Like, he like climbed in through the thing and he got stuck in there. And, you know, firemen had to break him out. And see, this is the part of the story that they're like, well, did he at least get a toy? And they said, well, the people there gave him four. I'm like, you're rewarding this?
Idiots. Idiots. Why would you give him four?
Why would you give him any toys? Yeah. Rewarding his crawling. I mean, next time he sees another one, he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to get four. Maybe I get five toys.
Right?
I'm crawling to this one.
No, that's stupid.
It's so stupid.
Oh my God. I wish there was video of this because I've heard of kids doing this, but there's no video that I've seen and I would love to watch
that.
There
were pictures. I didn't see. But
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
I love it. Like imagine like your maternal instincts turn off and you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to insta this about your own child. Whatever. If he's stupid, he's stupid.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
That kid's stupid. But you know what? He's ingenious.
We only have 2 minutes left, but we got to almost all my talking points.
Oh my God.
And we'd like talked about other stuff.
That never happens. Was hamster on the list?
Cheese is a drug?
It is. Fuck yeah. I like that all your talking points are my fucking newsfeed.
For the most part.
You don't go on Facebook just to look. Like, you go on Facebook like once a week just look at my newsfeed and those are the talking points.
Yeah, you have the best stuff.
Not you according do. To some of the people on my Facebook. They're like, you have the worst stuff.
You have the best
other
stuff.
Other people are like, you got the best shit. Thank you. I make sure to read none of it. I'll read some of it if people like comment enough.
I was going
to
talk about a Tom Tenney post when he posted about he often is on first dates and women ask, why haven't you been married at your age? Why haven't you ever been married at your age? Maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Well, why can't we talk about it now?
Because we have like a minute.
You got more than a minute about more than a minute of opinions on it?
Probably.
All right, fair enough.
We're like, we're 2 days apart in age, and I haven't been married.
Yeah. Tom Tenney will be my guest next week on
Dunsun.
Could
be because I'm gay.
Yeah, you're gay-mo. Yeah, Tom Tenney will be my guest on Dunsun next week with Scooter Pie. So check that
awesome.
Out.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Ask him about that.
I will. I'll ask him. Give me the question. I'll write it.
Okay.
So is there anything else we didn't get to?
There was a professor who was replaced recently when he said Australia was not a country.
Why did he say that? Because it's a continent? It can't be both?
Because he didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Students walk out on a class on hate speech because the professor used hate speech.
Oh, okay. But was he using it as an example?
Yes.
I think that's kind of allowed.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You kind of have to, don't you?
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you all for listening. Up next is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. And we're here every Saturday at 7 p.m. Give to Planned Parenthood. Give to the ACLU. Give to the Red Cross.